Anybody needs a sweater? It's about to 96 now. Yeah. Chill up here in a minute. So, you have a computer. You have some. Oh, before we do, there's a guidance schedule up in on the bulletin board. So be sure to take a spot if you want one. You want people to close their eyes or?
Maybe so, but I was just going to give a little introduction.
Okay.
Since it's a practice weekend and we have all old timers, we decided that we would get a little bit esoteric.
Go to the founder of our tradition.
And so we're going to do the whole weekend on Dogen and readings from Dogen's books and look at it. Okay, so we're going to start this evening session with a quote, and we'd like you to, or these are all passages from instructions to the Tenzo, or no, regulations to present monasteries, one of the two, a mixture of those.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay, and follow it out.
Just think about how best to serve the assembly and do not worry about limitations. If you have unlimited mind, you will have limitless happiness. This is the way the abbot attentively serves the assembly.
Can you do that again?
Just think about how best to serve the assembly and do not worry about limitations. If you have unlimited mind, you will have limitless happiness. This is the way the abbot attentively serves the assembly. As you sit with that, consider this question. Are you aware of beliefs of limitation? Are you aware of beliefs of limitation? Are you aware of beliefs of limitation?
And what are they?
What are they? What are they? How do they show up in action? Then consider, what is your experience? What is your experience? What is true? You have a sense of that if you would open your eyes, please. I guess we'll get some paper for those people who didn't come.
The people have, everybody have something to write on and with?
No, I have you.
No?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sweeney, can you start with the questions again?
Are you aware of beliefs around limitations?
What are they?
What are they and how do they show up in action? And then, what is your experience, not your belief?
Well, how about if you find someone you don't know and haven't spoken yet? Who's going to go first and who's going to go second? And if you have your recorder and you want to record your app. Okay. So person number one.
So
Jogan is ready? Hang on one sec. Okay, go.
So is there two kinds of things can you? Especially in situations that are confrontational. And I believe there's no thing on the big competition that we were. And we thought that children in action, and the way that children are trying to avoid those kind of meetings and situations. My experience is, I don't enjoy it, but I
I'm
life was just
perfect. I mean, that I could tell stories about things happened in the way that they happened, that people would just go, wow, that's amazing. Lots of them. And yet I can look back and not having been realizing that at the time.
Yes.
Because of that particular, focus on dissatisfaction.
So, which again argues for you weren't required to accept and embrace.
Right.
Because what you see is, had you been there, it wouldn't have been an issue.
It wouldn't have been an issue.
Because it was perfect the way it was.
Right.
Right? And still, ego has the ability to take us off into an idea of something that would be better than the perfection that actually is.
Right. And it's clear once that is seen in that way, that that's being done intentionally by ego. That's the purpose of what it's all shenanigans is all about, is to have the human out of the moment, listening to a story about something else that could be better.
Yes. Attention focused on ego.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Instead of on...
Because it's ego, right, who's going to be in that better reality.
Right.
It's not actually you.
Right.
Right? It's the actor in that. Oh, well, I wish it were that way, and wouldn't it, it would be wonderful if, but doggone, it's not. So, well, maybe, though, I could.
But even if it were, it would be talking about another reality better than that one, even.
Yes.
It's never satisfying.
Always something other than here.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way it seems real.
But it was so different the way it just kind of came in so matter-of-factly, like, oh, I see. I don't have to do that. Uh-huh. Why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Well, and having been there for that realization, the whole thing is very clear.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been using that as a kind of a touchstone, of being in yes to what is now. And if I find myself in dissatisfaction in any kind of way, then
I'm
doing that.
I don't need to do that.
I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's been very helpful.
Yeah, and the fun part about that, I think, for all of us is that dissatisfaction is meant to pull you in.
Uh-huh.
It's not meant to be the signal
to
get present.
Right, exactly. Right?
That's supposed to be the first, and then you're off and running because this is what's wrong with this, and it would be that way, and it should be like that. And
it was for a long time.
but now you're using that dissatisfaction. Oh, I'm not here. I need to get here.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun because you're here or you wouldn't notice that.
Right, right. It happened today. And it was like, oh, okay, here it is again. Don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I have one of those matter of fact things coming. So among the things I wrote were what I believe about there's not enough time or talent to do whatever. And what came in, just in that kind of matter-of-fact way, was there's always exactly the right amount. Mm-hmm. And that just sort of...
Of everything, right?
That just sort of ended the whole conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Isn't that
good? and the other thing was, it was true.
Yes. That's kind of the best part, isn't it? Yeah. It also happens to be true.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed is that when I wrote on various beliefs and then I wrote the experience, then when I went to what's true, I found myself just drawing arrows to the experience.
Uh-huh. We're always believing something that is, that's the nature of belief, isn't it?
Yeah.
It may be true, but it's not our experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it were our experience, we wouldn't need to believe it.
Right.
And it wouldn't be something, we wouldn't believe it, because we would be experiencing what's happening now, not believing something that isn't happening now.
Right.
So the whole thing is very suspicious. Well,
So, mine was kind of fun, I thought.
You're going to have to speak up, too.
So, anyhow, I was having the experience as it was happening. So what happened was, I asked the question about the limitations, well, what are your, you know, what do I believe? And so I started the whole list of usual things that it tells me that it wants me to believe. And it was so interesting because I was sitting here listening to it, and it could have been listing a laundry list or something. You know, there was no...
6 sheets, 4 pillowcases.
Yeah, and there was no power, no energy in it. And so it was like... I mean, it was really an experience of, though, I could see how, you know, it can prattle on, and I don't pay attention to it if I just go... See, I mean, it wasn't even tempting me to go. I mean, I was just, yeah, 6 sheets, you're not good enough, you suck, you...
6 sheets, you're not good enough, 4 pillowcases,
whatever, you know. It's just like that. And you know, you're even going to die, you know, almost, but not quite. I mean, that's the, I mean, not the die part, but that's...
that's going to be a...
That's what
probably a for certain.
Well, that's where I'll be, you know. Well, I almost made it, but not. And I can see that, because I've been practicing with that, this, as you know, for my lifetime, I think, most of it, and ever since I knew it was something besides me. And it's... and so, you know, what I'm doing with it, it's the same things you were saying, the person speaking about the, it becomes the trigger to go back, to not leave, actually, at this point. I won't even, doesn't carry me away if I'm, you know, it can give a punch, but that's a really good signal, a punch.
That's a really
good signal to come.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
But a lot of times I just see it over here, and it's like, I don't really believe that anymore, you know. And so I don't have to go off with it. And, you know, I think that...
Well, you don't have to go off with it. You don't have to defend against it.
No,
you don't have to argue with it. You don't have to say anything.
Six
right?
Socks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
5 probably, but
always. So I'm really glad we did that because it was so. I mean, it was just right happening right here, you know, and I saw it that way here. All of them at once. Because a lot of times I'll start writing them, and not lately, but before I could start writing them, you get pulled right in.
Get pulled right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk yourself right into identification with it.
Right, exactly.
Which can be helpful, enlightening.
That it can be, and that always has been, in the sense of now I need to move somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, but just to be able to stay with the love and the gratitude of the universe, you know, and just to stay in that place. I mean, it's such a, so much better.
It's so much better. Even than an imaginary alternate reality that ego would make up for us.
Yeah.
Being here is always so much better.
It's so much better. Because there's that connection. Even in an alternate good place, there's no connection. Mm-hmm. So it's no good, even if ego thinks it is.
I mean, so pertinent in the timing of going through this, in the what's available to be in service to the assembly. So I feel like I had a huge workshop in this in the last month of just moving out here. And what drops in, hearing the group, is far beyond what I you know, all the questions that I answered, but how conditioning has stopped me from doing that service to the assembly. Mm-hmm. And really starting with the service to myself, to the human who can be of service to the assembly. And so the limiting
beliefs.
That's
a really good point, by the way. That is its first line of defense, isn't it?
Wait, so I'm not sure I tracked.
Well, for ego, to get a person to turn away from themselves.
Yes, yes.
Is the first. And then after that's established, we can be turned away from anything.
They can talk to me in anything. Okay, yeah. Okay, good, yes. So when I looked at the limiting beliefs, not enough time, not enough energy, not enough know-how, and what happens in action is actually no action. I just stop. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, and I look back in my life and all the things that I've wanted to do, you know, do this and do that and do this and do that. And this time, in coming out here, feels like the first time that I've just, and then the next part was, if I just don't listen to the voices, I can do anything.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Move to Mountain View. When I had no idea that that was ever, you know,
possible.
On the horizon. Yes.
Well, that it was possible.
Yeah.
And that's perfect, right? Because all of that, the better ideas and the, you know, some other reality and the no, not enough time, not enough energy, not enough know-how, all of that is creating a container.
Yeah.
Right? Creating a very small little container for ego to be safe in. And when that falls away, then life is just can just move you around in any direction that it chooses to move you around in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I could hear over the last month ego coming up with the story or with the argument of, well, you know, you got to move all your stuff. Yeah. So it's going to cost money. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Or you know. I could leave it. Oh, you can't leave it.
Yeah, and just, I mean, just every place, you know, you're going to rent out the condo. Oh, no, you know, gosh, you're going to. No, really, I want to do. Okay, let's just, and it's the not stopping to have the conversation that could talk me out of making the next step or taking the next step. Mm-hmm. And that is just so clear right now. Mm-hmm. how anything is possible if that's not.
Yes, and you know you did something really significant with it, which is to just say yes to it.
Yeah.
It's going to cost a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to move all your stuff. Yeah. Well, then after a while, if somebody just keeps saying yes, it's hard to get an argument going.
And that is exactly my experience. Was it just finally shut up, and I got to paint walls and do lights and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it was a blast. It was like working meditation in my condo. Uh-huh. And I brought that full attitude of mind, you know, this is how much time I'm going to work, this is my break, this is, you know, I'm going to bed early, and just, you know, anyway, I think the biggest thing was just really not entertaining
yes.
the voices, and
yes.
and then the whole world opens, mm-hmm. like what you've said in that case.
So then life just orchestrates you.
It's easy. It's easy. It's not that it's not got a lot of steps or a lot of things to track. It's not like, oh, well, now I don't have to think about, you know.
The angels anything. Came in and moved you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. While you slept.
And back, too.
Yeah, and back, yeah. And then check.
You know, right, yeah. Right.
It's not like that. It's you not have that. To participate.
Exactly.
It's just that it's fun and interesting instead of. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sit quiet. Who has the rear? Oh, everybody, okay.
First of all, I'm struck that Dogen wrote that just to be delivered to me this evening.
Yeah, to be delivered to you?
Yes.
Uh huh.
You know.
I know. How did he know this?
How did he know that?
That's amazing.
You know, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did. It really did feel like Pan just coming out and I don't want to say grab, but you know, just lifting this person up.
Yes. Moving you into the possibility of limitless happiness.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And I had spent yesterday, every time the satisfaction came up, going, now where's the joy in this? And it was very, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very fun, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then today...
I took that picture. Where is it?
I know it's here.
There's joy.
Here somewhere. And just to know that, you know, that's practice. To know, that is it right there. Mm-hmm. That is like an incredible gift, just to know that it's here. It's just, it's here. It's not the problem with the joy. It's the
yes.
It's the attention.
Yeah.
And
joy has not abandoned me.
Joy has not abandoned
attention
me.
Attention is not something I'm working with right now.
And funny, just to say that, joy has not abandoned me, suddenly, boom, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, it got a little harder. And, you know, the really believable stuff came in. And it was still there, like, I know the joy is here. I know the joy is here. I'm going to find it, you know.
Don't you think joy is a little harder to access at 104 degrees?
No. That's what I was... Yeah. The neckers give me a little break time, you know. It's a little hot. And, it's a little grumpy. But
that's it. Can you be joyfully grumpy?
Joyfully grumpy. Yeah, yeah. But then, and I hope I get a chance to hear that quote again. And then when that quote was read tonight, it's just like boom.
Put you right there.
Put me right there. It was like, this is not about me. Once again, this is not about me.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the joy, as was just, you know, said earlier, and it's. To just be used for life, and who knows what that looks like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine if it's a a completely gormless, whatever. Just use me. Just use me up. You know?
Yep.
And that was joyful again. So, yeah. And I'm just. The other thing about that is just saying, it just seeing too with it, you know how that shows up in that, and the fear of saying yes to some beliefs about not being capable, and you know how that shows up in not stepping forward with things that are labeled as big deals, like, you know, that's way beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I can't do that. It's too much. It's too big.
Right. Yeah, which goes back to it's not about me again.
Yes, yeah, and when it is that service, there is that service element to it. It's you can't do both, right? I can't make this all about me and be in service.
Exactly.
I just can't. So if I really want to be in service, then.
Yeah, as you were saying that, I just had the image of your shoelaces tied together. It's like, I really want to run, but, you know,
uh-huh.
I just can't get going because, you know, yeah. And it's just, yeah.
Then you just get those scissors.
Get those scissors and start wearing shoes without laces or take off the shoes altogether and just run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the couple of things that I was looking at, one was the question was, how do you serve? And that impulse of what gives true life gets taken away in that conversation about limits. So what I was looking at was all of the limitations were limitations, not good enough, not whatever enough. It was just not enough.
Mm-hmm. And something wrong, not enough.
Mm-hmm. And it's all hypothetical, it's all in the future. It's never been tested. In the sense of, well, you know, you won't be able to stand this if this happens. But it's all pointing to a lack of adequacy. And the two things I noticed about that is it shifts the attention from wanting to serve to not being able to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? It quells the impulse. Mm-hmm. Because everything that's in me that's here and waiting to give is now, the attention is on how that is not a possibility. So it moves from possibility to not possible. Mm-hmm. Systematically destroying confidence, enthusiasm, curiosity, engagement, participation, action, all of that. It's a leeching mechanism, mm-hmm. to shift the attention from giving, serving, being of service to, being open to, not being able to do anything. And in looking at that laundry list of all the things I'm not, the fundamental belief that seems to be at the bottom of it is, has to be an ego belief, because if I was in life, there are no limits. Life is not limited. And so being here is the experience of no limits. And that movement into any limitation is the movement away from an identification with life, because in life there is no limit. And so that the egocentricity of saying that I won't be able to do something,
or I'm not good enough,
or I can't, is truly boxing the intelligence that animates into a very small container.
Mm-hmm. Ego-sized container.
An ego-sized container. So my experience has always been that, it's what was mentioned several times, that When I'm here, there's no question of a possibility.
And equal to anything, because we wouldn't be called upon if we weren't equal to the task.
And the thing is that the reason it has to be hypothetical is because in the moment that we're called to the task, we are equal to it.
Yes.
In the sense of, it arises.
Yes.
I swerve the car, or I climb the mountain, or I'm going to cook the soup, or in tremendous pain, or whatever it is. It's never in the moment that there's a question about your limits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's always a conversation about the future when that is not being called into question now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think that the quote, our modern translation of that is, you'll do for the love of others what you would never be willing to do for yourself. Right? I mean, that's what he's saying. In service, we find the willingness to drop all of that and just be here for whatever we can do.
Yes, which is not, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. Truly, because if it is about me, it's always limited by what I'm not. If it's for life, it's all about all of that is, because it is all of it.
Well, that's very good. Ego is what is not.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Starting with Jen, we'll just go right down this ear line.
I saw similar things, and I was really struck by that image when you were talking a couple of exchanges ago. Of the first movement is getting us to turn away from the human. So talking means to not being present, you know, so turning away from this person. And then I just have such an image of it just kind of sitting back and then like, come on, go ahead, serve the assembly. Because it's never going to work.
Uh-huh.
And it's only going to create, because it just can't come from, it cannot come from that place.
Right.
And it's such an evil thing, because it takes that original impulse, that desire of the human,
that, I mean, I had the same experience when I finally read that, the quote, it was just like, oh, thank God. I'm just that, right. Uh-huh. And it takes that very impulse, gets me to turn away from this person, and then it's like, yeah, go for it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's so...
Now that I've sucked all the energy yeah. out of you, go ahead, knock yeah. yourself out.
And I thought you said you wanted to serve.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just that, like, you don't care about anyone, look at you. Mm-hmm. Completely self-serving. Mm-hmm. Wow. Which is the experience of having turned away from myself. Yeah, I mean,
it's the devil.
It is, and I saw all that, you know, similar to what other folks are saying, that, you know, all the beliefs have to come from I, right? Because if it doesn't, you know, just for example, you know, time, there's not enough time, you know, so many things, but it's like, well, whatever's going to happen is what's going to happen. And what's the experience is that life is caring for all of us beautifully all the time. Mm-hmm. So if there's zero attachment to what actually happens, it's like you were saying, I think was it just this morning on Project Joy, that fun game of having your day planned out, and then at the end of the day looking at the
face. See what happened.
How close to their head?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Just that place of, it's so not about me. And if, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, and it's back to where we started, right? Because if there's no better idea about an alternative reality in which, then of course there's enough of everything. Of course there is. There's what is.
Right.
How could that not be enough?
I mean, you almost just sort of lose the ability to talk about it, right? Because, duh.
Well, it is a duh. And yet, we are conned by, fooled by it constantly.
Absolutely.
And not just us. We were not unique in this, right? Yeah. Seems like the whole world is participating in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these beliefs that our experience shows us over and over and over are not true. And yet still run on believing it.
Yeah, yeah. It's that image again that keeps coming up in Project Joy of, you know, paddling against the stream. I had the same experience with belief just yesterday. I heard this little voice just go, it might be time to surrender.
It might be time to surrender.
Surrender. And I was like, right, surrender. I forgot about
it. Oh, yes.
You know, it was, I didn't change my clothes, but metaphorically it was like I rolled up my sleeves and just sweat. And had the best time. Mm-hmm. You know, just that, like, here we go.
Ah.
Thank God. Right? Because that, like, I gotta get cool. This is terrible. I gotta. It's like, where am I going to get cool? There's nowhere to get cool. But this is what it is. You know? Oh, God.
Yeah, and once you get into it.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Really fun.
Actually. It's what? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The intensity of it.
Anything is.
Yeah.
Anything is. Anything that we're there for is fabulous.
And the body sweats, and then you go past a fan, and it's like, oh, that's why the body's sweating. Because that feel, you know, it's, I mean, just, it's amazing, the intelligence that's doing all of it. Yeah.
Scott.
I'm so grateful to be together. And I came into group pretty identified and continued for a while. And so I might be saying something that someone else already said, because I was...
Because you weren't here for
it. Yeah, I was in and out. And when I was just hearing about the service, I was like, I was kind of in and out in the group, and I was in and out of service. Because I was looking at, well, what would be of service in group? Being present, being here, being attentive, listening. Mm-hmm. You know, even in my dyad, I could feel that, like... I don't know, not in an egocentric way, but we're counting on one another to be here. Mm-hmm. You know?
And what would take care of the human?
Well, and that's, so that's what, gosh, there's just so much stuff. I mean, the first thing that came up is, you know, believing that I'm an I is the main limitation. Because then I'm constant, you know, to be an I, you have to be in conversation all the time.
Yeah.
And that conversation is the epitome of limitation. Mm-hmm. And I just watched it in group. It essentially... Well, one piece of karma I noticed a lot is sort of like, if I'm not in control, then I'll be victimized. And if I'm being victimized, then I've got to now defend myself or state a case. And in order to do that, I've got to keep my attention on ego and repeat the case over and over again. And I was watching about how much work that was, and then something would break through, and I would watch myself laugh, like life was still here in Rupa. And then it was like, oh no, you know, get back to, like, I have to hold this or I won't be okay. Mm-hmm. And finding out that that's the not okay. You know, and seeing that it making a case about this particular content actually had nothing to do with the content. It's just like, oh, he's really vulnerable to this content right now. Let's do this process we've done to him a bazillion times again. Mm-hmm. And I could feel that, like, fighting to hold me in that grip. It felt like me fighting. Mm-hmm. No, I have to stay focused on this or I won't get what I need. Uh-huh. And it's like, wow, that is just such the opposite of what's true.
Yes.
And I was just having the experience.
Yeah. Well, and I think from the way you're describing it, you can sense how completely controlled you are.
Yes.
And how victimized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's the victimization going on right there. Yeah. And then just that compulsion, I mean, essentially maintaining it. But how also easy it is to let that go, especially when you have the support of being a group. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the backdrop of presence. It just can't, what are you doing here, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Because even though it's trying to draw your attention away and pull you into this thing, everything else in your energy system is here.
Yeah.
And it just brings you here.
Yeah.
In spite of what it's now, of course, if you weren't here, then it would have a lot easier time, I guess, pulling you off into the way it controls you, the way it victimizes you. Because you would identify with it, you would believe it, you would be listening to it, you would be engaged in it. True?
Yeah, exactly.
There'd be nothing, unless you happen to walk out and look at stars or gaze at a tree or whatever, there would be very little to pull you out of it.
That's right.
In a setting like this, the energy of the group keeps pulling you into the present.
And you just said the energy of the group, but I thought before you said the energy system. So there's, like, life is, I'm always present, actually.
Yes.
Because that was that little, somebody would say something and the system would laugh.
Yes.
And then it would be like, no, welcome back to, but really, it just proves again that we're always present. It's just.
The attention is what's moving.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Rebecca.
Yeah, that's really helpful. So I've been really kind of struggling a lot this week, and we talked about backlash last week, and I'm looking at it, I think this is backlash. Because on Sunday there was just this very expansive day, you know. I just had so much fun. We went to see Center, you know, down Mountain View. And it was just so, just a no-me kind of day. And then I saw the self-consciousness come in on Monday, and it has been here for the whole week. Just very egocentric, you know, all of the stuff that goes with that of, is this right, or, you know, like that, what everybody's been talking about. And within that whole identified place, there's been what we all were just talking about. There's always presence, and so there's been this, but I'll just say me, is just trying to see the process in all this. It was like this strong magnet to the egocentricity of all the gunk, you know, all the self-consciousness and, you know, do this wrong or that wrong and all, you know, all these things, and just this mighty sort of, I know this is an identification, and I just want to see how this is happening, going on kind of simultaneously. So it felt like almost totally identified, but not quite.
And so was there, if I can ask this, is there the possibility that that desire to see the identification was part of the identification?
I imagine, because of the way that the question is phrased, but let me see if I can actually really see it. See if this is maybe what you're pointing to, that the wanting to pull away from, it's like not being joyfully grumpy. It's being, you know, in a way, so it's like, I feel so self-conscious, I feel so, I'm such a screw-up kind of karma playing around again, and I gotta see beyond this, which is resisting what is. Is that sort of what you're coming to?
Yes. Well, and in the way that we've been talking about tonight, it's still all about me. So or we can introduce control. So I want to be in charge of this. I don't want to be having this experience. I want to, so now we're in the ultimate reality in which a different experience happens. There are all those elements of ego attempting to get out of ego.
And so what it would, what if I were to say, if said, or I don't know if it's actually what it felt like, but it felt like expanded awareness. So I would have called it, like I just did. I'm trying to see the process. I'm trying to step back from the content and see the process. And it sounds like that.
Well, it's an I who wants to step back from the content and see the process in order to change it, in order to have a different experience. I don't want to feel like a screw up. I don't want to be as self-conscious. I want to have a different life experience. So how can I use expanded awareness in order to have the experience I want to have?
So what's another alternative?
Well, this will be another one of those questions. What might it be like to go into the experience?
Mm-hmm. So like what
to be present to the experience, rather than trying to get away from it. Because if we're going to get away from presence, where are we going to go?
Yeah. And I, you know, what was said about the heat, I really can do it then. You know, it's like, just give yourself over to it, because there really is nowhere to go to get cool. There's a tile floor every now and then.
Well, if people, I imagine, really want to meditate.
Yeah.
Is it time to meditate again? Can we meditate again?
Maybe you sit, walk six. Sit, walk, yeah. walk. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so to apply that same process of, okay, just give over to it, and with something like physical pain or being self-conscious or not being the right person or, you know, all of that,
So it's, you know, where is the joy in this? Where is the gift in this? What thy will be done? You know, name a direction. But it's not, I'm going to take charge of disidentifying so that I can have an understanding that will give me a different life experience. Now, will all of those things happen? Very likely. But you can't make them happen. Yeah, is that hanging together? Because what that would mean then is that ego can call the shots on making life work the way ego wants life to work. And that's just never going to happen.
Well, let me ask you something about the falling into all this, the initial sort of coming, you know. If ego is calling the shots, is it sort of that, you know, kind of once you, was the instigator of the self-consciousness, and then it was the holder of it all?
Well, I don't know, and I would not want to speculate, because the way you put it together, that is the case. Yeah. But we don't actually know that that happened. You know, the fact that I'm having a really good time doesn't mean I'm disidentified. And it doesn't mean I'm centered. I could be, but it's not automatic. So we don't know, and I would not encourage you to try to figure out how all of that happened. Because again, so I'm going to figure out what happened so that I can have a different life experience. And that's just feeding into that same process, rather than the possibility of getting here and allowing life to inform.
Yeah, there's been a lot of figuring out. This whole life, but I was going to say this whole week. No, really, yeah. This whole week.
Yeah, and so that can be clue. It's still an attempt not to be here. I'm going to be in control. I'm going to be in charge of this. I'm going to figure this out. And of course, as I bet we can all project, the experience is really miserable. Which for ego is heaven.
And as you pointed out earlier in the group, there is absolutely no room for service in any of that.
No.
Furthest thing from my mind.
Well, I will serve as soon as I figure this out and get back to center.
Yeah, where I feel good and feel like myself, you know.
Yes, feel like myself. Ooh, there's a scary one, huh?
Yeah.
Michael?
Maybe with the limitations that I listed, it was almost immediate that I could find something that was true, that was contrary to the limitation, so that was really helpful to see. Because as a belief, it's just true and there's no checking in or assessment of it. Or,
yeah.
But an exercise like this requires it.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah, and we can see how beautifully belief and assumption goes together, right? So there's the belief. Why would you question it? Because we're busy assuming it's true.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I'm looking at, it kind of related to the conversation tonight, is I read something, and it was framed as our most costly habit being procrastination. And I remember you saying years ago that as you talk to people around the country and around the world, like, that's the issue. And it feels like something has happened in practice lately where it's less likely to go on the list, and it's more likely. I mean, I guess there's a place for lists for some things, and yet something comes up, there's something that life is calling me to do, and just
doing it.
And it's really satisfying.
Yes.
Because the list kind of collects and gets heavy emotionally, yes. And intellectually.
Yes.
And,
yes. Well, and it's the future.
Yeah.
Right. So here's this stuff that you're gonna have to do later in the future.
Yes.
And yet you don't have a present because there's all this stuff that you have to do. And so the only thing you can do to escape from that is postpone it.
Well, that's really interesting. Something you just said there, I'm not sure what it was, but it's you just define procrastination as sort of eliminating the present moment.
Oh, I think that's why it's so pervasive. And because I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Right, and it's funny too, because the story can be, well, I'm too busy to do it now, but it's never anything helpful that I'm busy with.
Right. I'm busy not doing that.
I'm busy being distracted online or surfing the web or something, and so I'm going to put it on the list.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And some of these things, and I've heard this a million times, you know, it's on the list for weeks or months, and then I get down to do it, and it's 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, 30 seconds. It's like, yeah. Come on!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not awful. So, no. So many people procrastinate because,
Or this is going to be really complex.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's one phone call.
Yeah.
Or,
yes. Yeah. It's such a great scam, isn't it? Yeah. And just about everybody falls for it all the time. Yeah. And it is the relationship between ego and life, right? So something arises and ego says no. You're okay. Good one, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing to be sitting in a room with people all practicing being in awareness.
Yes, so you have not been having that experience?
And it's wonderful to have.
I was in the world!
It's so wonderful to have an experience again of not taking any of this for granted.
Uh-huh.
That it exists, that we're here. That
uh-huh.
It's just.
Yeah, everybody isn't doing this, are they? Yeah.
Not as far as I could.
Yeah.
And I was on the lookout for it. So yeah, just the simplicity of it too. Just sitting together, practicing the other.
Sitting together, practicing the other, fixing food together, eating together, taking care of things, cleaning things.
Yes.
Doing stuff. Just regular life in the moment. Regular life in the present. All right then. Stay cool. And don't forget to sign up for guidance if you want to.